Good morning. Intermittent light snow showers have been passing through from time to time across interior New York and New England, making a fresh dust of snow on the ground. In many cases, this dust of snow is on top of some already slick spots going back into the weekend, so some slippery travel, even though accumulations are not significant early this morning. Temperatures have been holding in the teens. Gradually, after sunrise, we'll climb through the teens and into the 20s on our way up toward the 30-degree mark on average for afternoon highs. That weak disturbance is dying out over the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, but it will continue to produce some off and on snow showers throughout the day, adding up to a dusting, perhaps an inch or two in a few spots by sunset. At this point, energy from the initial system will transfer to the coast and a new low-pressure wave will form off the Delmarva Peninsula. The system will track south and east of Cape Cod, and on this track, a steadier light snow will evolve and get enhanced from time to time, especially from the Catskills, across the Hudson Valley, into the Taconics and Litchfield Hills in western parts of New England, including Berkshire County. The steadiest snow will fall in these areas, although more light snow across the region, adding up to another 2 to 4 inches by sunrise tomorrow. With the steadiest snow persisting across eastern sections of New York and New England through the early morning hours tomorrow, another 1 to 2 inches of snow is possible before the storm system pulls out and the snow ends from west to east. Storm total accumulations between now and the middle of the afternoon tomorrow will range from about 2 to 4 inches in the far Mohawk Valley out towards central New York, the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern parts of Vermont, to as much as 4 to 6 inches in most of the Catskills and I-88 corridor, the greater Capital District, the upper Hudson Valley, and central Vermont. Areas with the highest snow totals will be across the Taconics, the Rensselaer Plateau, the Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires, and points east into New England, where most everyone will pick up at least 5 inches of snow to as much as 9 inches of snow by the end of the day tomorrow. We'll have a drying trend late tomorrow, temperatures climbing toward 30 again, then a warm-up with dry weather Thursday and Friday, well into the 30s and even into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, bitter cold temperatures following in behind a cold front will continue to produce a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, impacting portions of south central into southeastern Texas and Louisiana today. A light wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is also expected tonight along the central Gulf Coast. While additional snowfall totals are expected to be light, up to an inch perhaps, of sleet and freezing rain will likely make travel difficult from the Rio Grande to San Antonio, Corpus Christi, and eastward into southern parts of Louisiana and along the remainder of the central Gulf Coast. Winter storm warnings have been issued from South Texas eastward across the Mississippi Valley into Kentucky. As for temperatures, the greatest departures from normal will be from portions of the lower Missouri Valley into the Ozarks, where highs may not even reach into the double digits today. High temperatures are only expected near the freezing mark for parts of central Texas, with these temperatures translated into 20 to 30 degrees below mid-January averages from Texas into the nation's heartland. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 5 above 0, with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 11, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.47 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy skies in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 21 degrees, the low 5 above. The average temperature, 13, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 5.9 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.8 inches below normal, and for the season, 18.0 inches, which is 7.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1995, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:48 p.m. 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with off and on snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight and lows in the teens to around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with off and on snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow tonight, perhaps heavy at times, with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with off and on snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with off and on snow showers today and highs right around 30. Cloudy with snow tonight, possibly heavy at times, and lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with off and on snow showers today and highs right around 30. Cloudy with snow tonight, possibly heavy at times, especially into New England, with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any snow in the morning will give way to snow showers, then drying out during the day. In the afternoon, high temperatures near 30. A mix of sun and clouds in the 30s on Thursday and Friday, a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday in the 40s, and a chance of rain showers in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.